Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here. This is your GCSE Business Studies Revision Podcast, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics on the specification, business growth. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other board, this episode's going to give you everything you need to walk into that exam feeling confident. We're going to cover the two main types of growth, the key methods businesses use, and, most importantly, how to answer exam questions on this topic and pick up every single mark available. So grab a pen, maybe a cup of tea, and let's get started. Right, let's start with the big picture. When a business wants to grow, it has two broad options. It can grow from within, we call this organic growth, or it can grow by joining forces with or taking over another business, and that's called external growth. Examiners absolutely love asking you to distinguish between these two, so let's make sure you've got them nailed. Organic growth is sometimes called internal growth, and it means the business expands using its own resources and capabilities. Think of it like a plant growing from a seed. It's slow and steady, but it's entirely self-generated. There are four key methods of organic growth that you need to know for your exam. Let me walk you through each one. First, increasing output. This means the business produces more goods or services. Maybe they invest in new machinery, hire more staff, or extend their opening hours. The idea is simple: make more, sell more, earn more. Second, gaining new customers. A business can grow by attracting people who haven't bought from them before. This might involve advertising in new areas, launching a website to reach online shoppers, or offering promotions to first-time buyers. More customers means more revenue. Third, developing new products. This is where innovation comes in. A business might invest in research and development to create a brand new product or improve an existing one. Think about how Apple keeps releasing new versions of the iPhone. That's product development driving growth. And fourth, increasing market share. Market share is the percentage of total sales in a market that a business holds. If a business can take customers away from its competitors, its market share grows, even if the overall market size stays the same. Examiners credit candidates who can explain how these methods link to revenue and profit growth. So always make that connection in your answers. Now here's a quick memory hook for the four methods of organic growth. Use the acronym IGDI, which stands for increasing output, gaining customers, developing products, and increasing market share. Say it with me. IGDI. Got it? Good. Now let's move on to external growth. This is where things get really interesting and where a lot of exam marks are available. External growth happens when a business combines with or takes over another business. There are two main forms, mergers and takeovers. A merger is when two businesses of roughly equal size agree to join together and form a new combined business. Both sides want this to happen. It's a mutual decision. Think of it as two friends deciding to team up. A takeover, also called an acquisition, is when one business buys another, often without the other business wanting it to happen. The buying business gains control by purchasing more than 50% of the shares in the target company. This can be friendly or hostile. Now here's where it gets more detailed, and this is where candidates really earn marks. There are three types of external growth based on the relationship between the two businesses involved. Type one is horizontal integration. This is when two businesses at the same stage of production in the same industry join together. For example, two supermarket chains merging. The benefit? They reduce competition, gain more market share, and can achieve economies of scale, meaning their costs per unit go down because they're producing in larger quantities. Type two is vertical integration. This is when a business takes over another business at a different stage of the supply chain. There are two directions here. Backward vertical integration means buying a supplier, for example, a car manufacturer buying a steel company to secure its supply of raw materials. Forward vertical integration means buying a business closer to the customer. For example, a food manufacturer buying a chain of restaurants to sell directly to consumers. The benefit is greater control over the supply chain, which can reduce costs and improve quality. Type three is diversification, sometimes called conglomerate integration. This is when a business takes over a company in a completely different industry. For example, a soft drinks company buying a clothing brand. The key benefit here is spreading risk. If one part of the business struggles, the other parts can keep it afloat. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. Tip one, Always define your terms before you develop your answer. If a question asks you to explain organic growth, start with a clear definition, then develop it with a specific method and a consequence. Examiners award marks for definitions, so don't skip them. Tip 2, use the command word to guide your answer. State means give a one-word or one-sentence answer. Explain means give a reason and develop it. Use connective phrases like, this means that, or as a result, or which leads to. Discuss or evaluate means you need to give both sides and reach a conclusion. Tip 3, apply your knowledge to the business in the question. Exam papers almost always give you a business scenario. Don't just write generic answers, refer back to the specific business. Examiners call this application, and it's worth marks. Tip 4, and this is a big one, don't confuse mergers and takeovers. A merger is mutual. A takeover is when one business buys another, often without full agreement. Candidates who mix these up lose easy marks. Tip 5, when evaluating growth strategies, always consider the drawbacks as well as the benefits. For example, external growth can be expensive and risky. Integrating two businesses with different cultures can cause conflict and inefficiency. Examiner's reward, balanced analysis. Okay, time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a second, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is organic growth? It's when a business grows using its own internal resources without combining with another business. Question 2. Name 2 methods of organic growth. Increasing output, gaining new customers, developing new products, or increasing market share. Any 2 of those? Question 3. What is the difference between a merger and a takeover? A merger is mutual. 2 businesses agree to join. A takeover is when one business buys another, sometimes against its will. Question 4. What type of integration is it when a car manufacturer buys a steel supplier? That's backward vertical integration, buying a business at an earlier stage of the supply chain. Question 5. What is diversification? When a business takes over a company in a completely different industry to spread risk. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're well on your way to exam success. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today's episode. Businesses can grow organically from within using 4 methods: increasing output, gaining new customers, developing new products, and increasing market share. Remember the acronym IGDI. Businesses can also grow externally through mergers and takeovers. There are 3 types: horizontal integration, same industry, same stage; vertical integration, different stages of the supply chain; and diversification, completely different industries. In the exam, always define your terms, apply your knowledge to the specific business in the question, and use connective language to develop your explanations. For evaluation questions, give both sides and reach a clear conclusion. Thank you so much for listening today. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark counts. You've got this. Good luck.